Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Misfortune as Good Fortune. Remember, too, on every occasion that leads you to vexation, to apply this principle. Not that this is a misfortune, but that to bear it nobly is good fortune. Marcus Aurelius. Since we touched on how to handle misfortune yesterday in regards to other people, I wanted to take some time today to talk about how we can reframe misfortune in our lives to be good fortune for us. I know that oftentimes when we run into difficult situations, we often feel like we have bad luck. And I think that part of this stems from that part inside of us that wants things to be easy. We want to be able to lose 10 pounds easily without having to change our diet or exercise. We want to easily get good grades at school. We want to easily master a new skill. I mean, how many times have you clicked on some article on the internet that promised you how to learn something in just a few easy steps? Now, we all have a different definition of what we call misfortune. It can range from being annoyed by the inconveniences of daily life, frustrations by the things that keep us from achieving our goals, or even major setbacks in our lives like losing a job, struggling in a relationship, or even the death of a loved one. And sometimes it can often feel like the world is against us and life just isn't fair. And you know what? Life isn't fair. There's no mechanism in place that decides what things you deserve to have in your life because you are a good person or a bad person. Life is just circumstances and events that happen. They're neutral. And we can whine about these challenges, but I think we all know deep down inside that we don't want things to be too easy. I mean, when things are too easy, they're really not much fun. In fact, we usually get bored with them. And when things are too easy, we certainly don't grow. It's the hard things that we struggle against that make us stronger. It's the hard things that we overcome that help us master what we're working on. And we gain a lot of wisdom through difficult experiences as well. And I know for me, when I've struggled through hard things in my life, while at the moment oftentimes it was hard to see how something so challenging would benefit me. But the thing is, when I did get to the other side, I could usually look back and see how much stronger I was in ways that I never could have imagined and never could have gotten if I had tried to sidestep it or run away from it or take the easy way. I think we need to reframe how we see misfortune. Don't wish for misfortune to go away, but work to gain the strength and skill to rise to the challenge. Because it's through these challenges, and not a life of ease and leisure, that you grow into who you're meant to be. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.